From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The assignment of school resource officers to three Greene County districts was approved by the full legislature September 19th in a 10-4 vote. SRO have been assigned to the Cairo-Durham, Greenville, and Windham-Ashland-Jewett districts. Lawmakers Matthew Lovera of Catskill, Lori Torgensen of Windham, and Kevin Lennon and Michael Bulich of Catskill voted no on the three-year contracts. Torgensen said, and I quote, "This only gives us protection in 6 of our 14 towns. I believe we can do better. We have to find an effective way to protect all the kids in our county," end quote. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said under the contract, the individual school districts will pay 71%, while the county will contribute 29% toward the cost of each officer. Groden said they will remain Greene County employees, and when not in school, the officers will be on road patrol. The assignment of each SRO is made exclusively by Sheriff Greg Seeley. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting a Rhinebeck resident is looking to have a decision overturned that gave independent 19th congressional district candidate Diane Neal a spot on the ballot in November. Paperwork was filed September 21st on behalf of Rima Liscomb, a member of the Rhinebeck Democratic Committee and supporter of Neal's opponent, Democrat Antonio Delgado. Liscomb is looking to reverse the decision by the Appellate Division of the State Supreme Court that overturned a lower court ruling that Neal's nominating petitions lack sufficient signatures. The appellate decision sided with Neal's argument that she was not properly served notice of the petition's deficiencies. Neal, Delgado, and Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield are all vying to unseat first-term Republican Congressman John Faso on November 6. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. An audit of the State Health Department's drinking water monitoring program conducted by the State Comptroller's Office found that the district and local offices did not always notify the public of drinking water violations in a timely or appropriate fashion. The audit covered a period from January 2014 through March 2018. During that period, 768 water safety violations were reported in 47 counties statewide. The auditors reviewed 126 of them and found that the public was never notified of at least 58 of those violations. Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli said, and I quote, "Our auditors found the state should redouble its efforts to monitor emerging contaminants in New York's drinking water, notify the public when there are problems, and ensure that when contamination of water occurs, it is addressed," end quote. According to state sanitary code, the state's more than 9,100 water systems are required to notify the public anytime high concentrations of contaminants or other water safety violations are discovered. The audit did find, however, that state water systems have a high level of compliance when it comes to water safety at a rate higher than the national average. Read the full story in the Times Union. Carl Capinal is reporting for the New York Post. Republican gubernatorial candidate Marcus Molinaro says if elected, he will move to slash property taxes by nearly 30%. Molinaro said during a speech to the New York State Business Council September 24th, and I quote, "The Empire State Freedom Plan will finally liberate property taxpayers, small business owners, farmers, and families from the dream-crushing tax burden they are forced to live under with Andrew Cuomo," end quote. Molinaro said property taxes in New York are not only oppressive, but they are also, and I quote, "foolishly counterproductive," end quote. The Tivoli Republican said he would make permanent the 2% property tax cap imposed by Cuomo in 2011 and expand it to New York City. He also called for a complete state takeover of local Medicaid costs, but said little more, promising to roll out more specifics about his plan in the coming weeks. Cuomo campaign spokesman Abby Collins challenged Molinaro to produce the specifics. His so-called plan to cut taxes is heavy on rhetoric and light on details, she said. Read the full story in the New York Post. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.